Welcome to Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. I'm going to tell you about today's sports stars and yesterday's icons. I'll cover your favorite teams and mention some of the local sports stars from your neck of the woods. Come on in and join me. Vintage Sports Internet News. Hit the message button up top and leave a message on a sports performer you may want to highlight on the show. Come on back in. Hi, welcome to another edition of Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. Man, we're going to talk about some old school. Then we're going to get in touch with some more of this boxing. We're going to talk about a Deontay Wilder, Fury. What do you think about Terrence Bud Crawford? Errol Spence Jr. What do you think? We're going to talk about those things. But first up, let's get it on with some of my favorites. Old school football. And who are some of your favorites? How about quarterback? You know, who were some of your favorite quarterbacks when you were coming up? You know, we had some really, really good quarterbacks in my young time. And there are some very, very, very excellent quarterbacks that are playing today. I must admit, some of the quarterbacks that are playing today, oh my gosh, the arms they have on them are exceptional. But we're going to talk about some old school. This is Vintage Sports Internet News. And we're going to talk about some vintage sports. And at quarterback, my favorite quarterback was Fran Tarkenton for the Minnesota Vikings. For all of you youngsters, Google Fran Tarkenton. Look him up on YouTube or one of your other channels and see how Fran Tarkenton, who wasn't a big guy, you know, he was a fairly small quarterback, but he was mobile. He was nimble, and he could throw that football. Not only that, he was just an excellent, excellent leader. And then you had some quarterbacks, maybe, I guess, for the 49ers back in the 80s with the Joe Montanas and the Steve Youngs. Those guys were off the charts. I mean, you know, when one broke the records and then the other one came in and picked up where he left off and he broke his records, I mean, it's just incredible, you know, to think about quarterbacks who are that good on the same team. So those are some of the good quarterbacks. Roger Staubach. He comes to mind for the Dallas Cowboys. Roger Staubach, man, that guy could throw that ball, man. And he was a good leader. You know, you had some really, really good quarterbacks back in the day. You had Roman Gabriel. You know, you had Warren Moon. And to me, arguably, Warren Moon might be the greatest quarterback, you know, hey, of all of those guys back in the day, because he had to go to the CFL. To make his way to the NFL. So he broke records in the CFL. Then he came to the NFL. For you youngsters who need to know about Warren Moon. Warren Moon is probably the greatest quarterback other than Tom Brady. You know, that's just my opinion. That's just what, you know, and I'm sticking with it. But there were also some very, very good running backs. And of course, we know about the big name running backs, you know, the Franco Harrises, you know, the O.J. Simpsons and, you know, the Emmitt Smiths. You know, we remember those guys, you know, but what about the Terry Metcalfs? What about them guys? Do you remember him? Terry Metcalf, man, he played for the St. Louis Cardinals back in the 70s. And you're talking about a highlight reel. You're talking about a nifty guy, you know, These guys played vintage. If you guys want to look them up, look up Earl Campbell for the Houston Oilers. You're talking about a freak of nature. This guy was, he'll bulldoze you. He'll have the speed to run over you. He can run through you. He can run past you. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can block. Earl Campbell could do it all, my people. I mean, he really could. He could do it all. And he's a Hall of Famer. So if you guys don't know who Earl Campbell is, check him out. And I'm sure you know who Eric Dickerson is. Now, come on. Los Angeles Rams. Come on, youngsters, get with me. Eric Dickerson. You know, he wore the little glasses. They look like little bitty goggles, but they were basically, you know, glasses. And these are just my offensive guys that I tell you I really, really loved. I really had a passion for St. Louis Cardinals and their offensive line. So, you know, if you want to do some homework, guys, you know, do a little homework. But we're going to get on to this fight that's coming up. I've been talking about this fight, and I had the opportunity to watch both fights over again. And I think I'm going to try, creator willing, I think I'm going to try to watch them again. Because each time I watch them, I notice and I find something a little different. And I'm sure if Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury are watching both of their fights over and over, then they might see what I'm seeing. And I'm sure they're probably seeing a lot more because they are professionals and they know how to break film down a lot better. But, you know, of course, I only watched it as just like, you know, most fans did at first, just watching it for the excitement and watching it to see who's, you know. And then I just said, no, let me really, really watch it to critique it. Let me watch it to see who's doing what. Excuse me, who's making what mistakes and why. And I noticed one thing in the first fight. In the first fight, it ended as a draw. And I think that was a fair, you know, observation by the judges. I think that was a great call because when I watched it over, there were some really nice blows thrown by both fighters. And I want to say, I think Wilder used too much energy. I think his inexperience in that first fight showed, because when he connected with Tyson Fury, and Tyson Fury would seem to be a little shook, then all of a sudden he would just go into rush mode and bomb mode and you know, and he'd throw these wild punches and he'd be missing. And you know, Fury was hurt, but it was one of those, I'm not hurt bad. I'm just kind of shocked that I'm knocked down, kind of hurt. You know, I can't believe I'm laying down here. Okay, what's the count? Okay, let me get up. You know, he was kind of on one of those trips, you know? So I want to say that in the first fight, I really believe Wilder could have won that fight had he taken his time, had he not wasted a lot of punches on just throwing him so wild and trying to knock him out so, you know, he's been depending on that so much. And, you know, one other thing I noticed in that fight, you know, we keep saying, and I'm going to apologize to you, Deontay. I'm going to apologize. You know, we keep saying that all you have is a right hand. All you have is I disagree. I watched that. Check it out now, Deontay, if you're with me, okay? If you're listening to the show, hit the bell up top. You know, yeah. I think that left hand is really dangerous. I saw him throw that left hand a few times And it was scary how fast and how quick and how powerful it was. He just kind of missed the mark. You know, he just didn't connect with it. But I just kept saying to myself, man, if that guy connects with that, oh my Lord. So I think he should start concentrating a lot on throwing that left hook, throwing the uppercut. I saw a few times in the first fight where if he would have threw the uppercut, if he would have threw a few of those uppercuts, it might have been over. So he was depending so much on that right hand that I think he forgot about how to just chop him down. And to give Fury some credit in the first fight, I think Fury learned some things, because Fury learned that he could take the power of Deontay Wilder and he didn't have to fear his power at all. He just started walking on through and coming on, you know, and bringing the pressure. So I think he learned something. And it was a draw. I think it was honorable. I think they both fought very, very, they both fought. If you really watch it, they both fought, man. And now the second fight, I'm going to tell you what I really learned from it. And I probably shouldn't let the cat out the bag yet because the fight is over. But, you know, if Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder is listening to the show, let me tell you. Fury learned something in the first fight and he used it against Deontay Wilder in the second fight. Deontay Wilder was hitting Tyson Fury on the side of the face, almost close to the ear. Not quite to the ear, but several times it was to the ear. And it knocked him off his equilibrium. And I noticed that in the first fight, that when Tyson Fury went down, it was because most of the time it was a shot to the side of the head, right there below the ear or right there by the temple. So he learned something in that first fight. He came in that second fight, and I'm talking about Tyson Fury. He came in that second fight, and if you notice it, he just kept hitting Deontay Wilder with illegal shots. I'm going to give you credit, Deontay. You fought an honorable fight. You did not complain about all those illegal shots that you were taking. And we're talking about from a big man. We're talking about from a heavyweight. We're talking about from a guy who's bigger than Deontay Wilder. And Deontay Wilder is a big guy. So I need to take a few of those remarks back. I recant. And I'm going to do just like a good journalist should, a good reporter should. And I'm going to give you the straight facts, nothing but the facts. Hey, I'm just kidding, but I'm just really honored at how Deontay carried himself in that second fight, because he was bleeding from the ear. And now I know why he was bleeding from the ear, because Tyson Fury, I mean, over and over and over. And this referee was not correcting the behavior of Tyson Fury. This man kept hitting him behind the head. If you noticed it, he kept hitting him behind the head, in the ears. And then he went for the lethal shots, you know, the face and the body. So I want to say that Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, this third fight is going to determine which one of you guys are the best. Now, I still stand behind my comments that neither one of you are in the top 10 of the greatest of all time. Neither of the heavyweights. Neither one. And I really think you're really good fighters. You're not great fighters. I think you're really, really, really good fighters, both of you. I love Tyson Fury because, you know, he just brings a different, never seen a heavyweight that big, never ever. And Deontay Wilder, you know, he has dynamite in that right hand, but he also has that left hook. And I also want to tell you, I think he stands too daggone wide because he's depending on that right hand. If he just boxes, just not concentrate on that right hand and just boxes and just fights and tear Tyson down, wear him down, hit him with a couple of them big shots, throw that uppercut, but hit him with a couple of nice left hooks to the body. And that, and again, that's one thing he lacked too. When they would get in tight, he would be easy to clinch. He would be too easy to want to clinch. When you get in tight, throw a couple of them body shots in there before the referee breaks you. Get at least one in. Hey, see, you got to know how to, hey, I know you got to preserve some of your energy too. Those guys are big guys. They not my size. You know, these guys are 6'5", 6'7", something like that. So I want to apologize to you, Deontay, man. You lost your title, but you lost it. As a champion, you know, and you kept saying you would have rather went out on your, you know, what do they call it? I forgot what they call it. But you said you would rather have went out, you know, basically saying on the canvas or dead, you know, that would have been honorable as a fighter. I get that part. But hey, man, it ain't that serious. We want to see you get to be 80, 90 years old, man, 90, 100. You know, we don't want that. So, but we understand the mentality. We understand the warrior mentality. So I'm going to go with, I said Fury in the first one. But I think I want to slide with Deontay Wilder because I want to tell y'all, I watched both of those fights. And if Deontay can connect with a couple of them lefts and set that right hand up with a couple of them good left hand shots and work on that body and chop him down and then throw a couple of them bombs, I think that Deontay can beat Tyson Fury. Because Tyson Fury pity-pats too much. He pity-pats and he throws illegal shots. And I hope they look for those illegal shots because those are illegal shots that you're throwing to the back of the head and to the eardrum. Those are illegal. They're not legal. Not in the fight game when I was coming up. So anyway, that's going to be the show for today. I hope you guys get ready for the fight because we're going to continually cover some of this fight. We're going to talk a little bit about Bud Crawford, Terrence Bud Crawford, and Errol Spence Jr. I really think those two are going to be the fight of the year. We've been looking for it for so long. We'll talk about that on the next one. All right. Thank you for listening. Come back and check us out. Hit the bell up top if you want me to talk about one of the boxers of your day. Thanks for listening. Come back shortly.